Hello.
Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes?
I got a quick minute.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Politically, do you feel South Carolina is primarily southern state or not?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina who suffer from an approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana in their doctor recommendations? Do you support or oppose that?
I'm good with that.
Okay. School choice gives parents the right to use tax dollars designated for their child's education.
Oppose.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Recently, the South Carolina legislature passed the Education Scholarship Trust Fund Program, a school choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their K through 12 grade child from public school and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
Opposed.
Thank you. Currently, only students and low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund Program. Would you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family income, the ability to receive
a
scholarship?
Okay. I am opposed to all vouchers that take public dollars away from public schools and send them to private schools. Not a good idea.
Okay. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislature who voted to expand eligibility for the Educational Scholarship Trust Fund Program to all students in South Carolina? More likely or less likely?
This is a good poll you got going on here. I would be less likely to vote for someone like that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Who's paying for this poll?
It's a private company.
Gotcha.
Do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not? Yes or no?
Not too many. I didn't miss a lot. I think that's a loaded question. That's too open-ended of a question right there, man.
Okay.
That's too open-ended.
Thank you. Okay. Do you believe bars and restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill someone? They should or should not?
Knowingly, yes, I think they should.
Okay, thank you. Now, South Carolina goes to the great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain they are qualified and free from conflicts. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this
process helps
produce?
Yeah.
I gotta make this.
I understand. I do not think that our process currently is good for electing judges. I don't think lawyer legislators should elect judges. I think they should have to abstain.
Okay. If a convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer on ID verification and sold alcohol to a minor, and that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel that employers should or should not be liable for compensating the victim for their injuries?
I pass on that question.
Okay, thank
you. Not answering that.
Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed their third parties on a verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages?
You're talking about joining several. I mean, I just don't quite pass on that question.
Okay, no problem. Marketing by personal injury lawyers heavily
occupies
public.
How many more questions do you have?
We are at 70%. It's like 5 more questions. Marketing by personal injury lawyers heavily occupies public advertising space. In your opinion, has this level of advertising influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it has?
Yes.
Okay. it has helped the public perception of the legal profession or hurt the public perception of the legal profession?
Pass.
Okay, no problem. Many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get large insurance payouts for motor vehicle accidents. In doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in getting true justice for their injured client or maximizing their contingency-based legal fees?
That's a good question there, man. I think that is probably too broad of a brush. Probably got some doing both. Some good ones and some bad ones, so I'll pass on that one. Yeah.
Okay. What impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claiming the ability to get large payouts has on automobile insurance premiums? Do they significantly increase premiums, somewhat increase premiums, have little or no effect on premiums, or reduce premiums?
We'll go with increased premium, somewhat.
Somewhat increased premium.
We'll go with somewhat increased premium.
Do you feel that healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decisions confidential?
Yeah, I think they should.
Okay, thank you. If parents are already involved in the decision of making processes, do you feel government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
Pass.
Okay. In terms of your political party identification, do you generally consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
Between 40 and 49.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black American, Hispanic, Latino,
white.
Asian, or other?
White.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other? Thank you.
Male.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate your
time.
Thanks,
man.
You have a good one.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Have a good one. All right. Bye.